I'll tell you what the most gripping scripture in the Christian New Testament is for me. It says, I believe, help thou my unbelief.
I believe in what?
I believe in this ultimate reality, and that I can experience it, that I do experience it, but I don't have answers to my questions. I believe in the question, is there a God?
I had a very amusing experience, which it might be well worth telling. I was in the New York Athletic Club swimming pool, and you know, you don't wear your collar this way or that way when you're in a swimming pool. And I was introduced to a priest. This is Father so-and-so. This is Joseph Campbell. I'm a professor. He's a professor at one of our Catholic universities. So after I'd had my swim, I came and sat down beside, in what we call, you know, the horizontal athlete situation, and the priest is beside me. And he said, Mr. Campbell, are you a priest? I said, no, Father. He said, are you a Catholic? I said, I was, Father. He said, and now he had the sense to ask it this way, do you believe in a personal God? I said, no, Father. And he said, well, I suppose there is no way to prove by logic the existence of a personal God. And I said, if there were, Father, what would be the value of faith? Well, Mr. Campbell, it's nice to have met you, and he was off. I really felt I'd done a jujitsu trick there. But that was a very illuminating conversation to me. The fact that he asked, do you believe in a personal God? Mm-hmm. That meant that he also recognized the possibility of the Brahman, mm-hmm. of the transcendent energy.
Well, then what is religion?
Well, the word religion means religio, linking back the phenomenal person to a source. If we say it is the one life in both of us, then my separate life has been linked to the one life, religio, linked back.
And this
becomes symbolized in the images of religion, which represent that connecting link.
Your friend Jung, the great psychologist, says that the most powerful religious symbol is the circle. He says, the circle is one of the great primordial images of mankind, that in considering the symbol of the circle, we are analyzing the self. And I find you in your own work throughout the course of your life coming across the circle, whether it's in the magical designs the world over, whether it's in the architecture, both ancient and modern, whether it's in the dome-shaped temples of India, or the calendar stones of the Aztecs, or the ancient Chinese bronze shields, or the visions of the Old Testament prophet Ezekiel, whom you talk about, the wheel in the sky. You keep coming across this image.
Yeah, it's an ever-present thing. It's the center from which you've come, back to which you go. I remember reading in a book about the American Indians called The Indian Book by Natalie Curtis. It was published around 1904. Her conversation with a chief, I think he was a chief of the Pawnee tribe. And among the things he said was, when we pitch camp, we pitch a camp in a circle. When we look at the horizon is in a circle. When the eagle builds a nest, the nest is in a circle. And then you read in Plato somewhere, the soul is a circle. I suppose the circle represents a totality. Within the circle is one thing. It is encircled, it's enframed. That would be the spatial aspect. But the temporal aspect of the circle is you leave, go somewhere, and come back. The Alpha and Omega. God is the Alpha and Omega. The source and the end. Somehow the circle suggests immediately an completed totality, whether in time or in space.
No beginning, no end.
Well, round and round and round. The year. Well, this is November again, you know, and we're about to have Thanksgiving again, and we're about to have Christmas again. And then not only the year, but the month, the moon cycle, and the day, the cycle. And this is, we're reminded of this when we look on our watch and see the cycle of time is the same hour, but another day, and all that sort of thing.